This is your Paragon News Update for September 21st, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup. A Hollis homeowner fatally shot a man who was reportedly trying to break into the house through a window, according to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. According to the OSBI, the shooting was reported Sunday morning, and Hollis police requested agents' help in the investigation. Police said 50-year-old Buddy Kevin Driver tried to break into a home in the 900 block of West Broadway in Hollis. The homeowner shot Driver several times from inside the home as Driver tried to enter the home through a window. Paramedics arrived at about 7:48 that morning, and Driver was pronounced dead at the scene. OSBI officials said the investigation remains open and ongoing. Authorities have not said if charges will be filed against the homeowner whose name was not released. Elk City City Manager Tom Iveser gave a retail update during the latest meeting of the Elk City Commission. He told the city leaders that the newest fast food restaurant to the city is nearly complete and almost ready to open to the public.
The Burger King, they're waiting on equipment. They're ready to go, but they're actually waiting on equipment to go inside to open up.
No official date as to when Burger King will open its doors. In other restaurant news, Iveser said that an application has been submitted to the city to allow a food truck court in an empty parking lot on the north side of the 1400 block of East 3rd Street in Elk City. The Clinton City Council is scheduled to meet in regular session tonight. Items the council will consider include the purchase of equipment for the fire department as requested by fire officials. Items on the list include 5 self-contained breathing apparatuses, along with related equipment that would replace 5 older apparatuses that were lost during the fire department's last annual testing. In total, the projected purchase price for the equipment is just over $32,500. However, it was indicated that if approved, the purchases would be a budgeted item with $33,000 already set aside. The council will also consider surplusing 4 fire units that include a 1991 International Wildland truck, a 2008 Ford F-350 V10 Wildland truck, a 1997 Ford F-350, and a 2005 Chevy Tahoe. And lastly, the council will consider a request from the Clinton Economic Development Authority for funding not to exceed $300,000 for asbestos abatement expenses related to the redevelopment of the former Glancy Motel buildings. Tonight's meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:30 inside Clinton City Hall. In state news, a murder-suicide in Dell City. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
Police say a man and a woman were found shot to death yesterday at a house on Lock Lane. They say 23-year-old Aaron Butler and 22-year-old Tricia Fernandez were in a relationship. They had been having problems. Police say it appears Butler shot Fernandez and then turned the gun on himself. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $70.82. That's up 68 cents. Brent crude at $74.68. That's up 76 cents. Natural gas at $4.80. That is down 18 cents. Recapping our top story, a Hollis homeowner shoots and kills an intruder. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 21st, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.